Now I'm going to give you right off the bat here one of my secret advanced techniques that I weave throughout my shows. I call it the 3+1. And guys, you can use this immediately in all areas of your life. Now, this really is an advanced training technique. So you might take a little bit of time to wrap your head around this, but stay with me, guys, because it's really going to be worth it. No two audiences are the same. People need to be persuaded. There'll be people in the audience with their arms folded. Would you like to know how to break down those barriers and get them to accept what you're saying? Okay. Well, this is what I call the 3+1 technique, and I just did it on you. Let me explain what I just did to you that made you want to listen to me. I gave you 3 pacing statements, and then I gave you 1 leading statement. So what does that mean? It means I gave you 3 undeniable truths, and only after I gave you those 3 undeniable truths, then did I state a proposal or action that I want you to take. So there's a kind of a rhythm to this. I pace, 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 and then lead. So let me give you another example. I could say things like, times are changing. Business is getting more competitive. In the events industry, budgets are being slashed. I'm going to show you a strategy that'll da 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 da. So if you look at the 3+1 strategy at work here, my first undeniable truth, times are changing. Yes, that's a fact. Second undeniable truth, business is getting more competitive. Yes, that is also a fact. Third undeniable truth, in the events industry, budgets are being slashed. Yes, that's a fact. So your audience is going, that's correct. That's correct. That's correct. So then when we give them the leading statement, the direction we want them to go, the audience subconsciously is thinking, okay, she's been truthful with me so far, so okay, I'm listening, I'm open. So there's no blockages, no barriers. You're opening the door, opening the door, opening the door to them accepting new information. People are already nodding their heads, acknowledging what you're saying because it's truth. So after the pacing statements, you put in your leading statement. And that leading statement is the direction we want to take them in. And that is the path of least resistance. Okay, let me give you another example. Pacing statement. Online presence is very important. Pacing statement. Social proof is going to give you credibility. Pacing statement. Positioning yourself is crucial. And now the leading statement. That's why this new program is going to da 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 da. So again, I gave you undeniable truth, undeniable truth, undeniable truth, proposal. Pace, 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 and lead. The 3+1. So how might I use an example of this on stage? Well, I might say something like this. Tonight is a party. Your dinner's been served. You've got something in your tummies. So who's ready to win prizes? But if I was to say, this is a great party, well, that may not be true. Some people might feel that it's a lousy party. Your dinner is delicious. Okay, also may not be true. It might taste terrible. So if the pacing statements you are using are not undeniable truths, it's not going to work. The pacing statements really must be undeniable truths. Only then can you lead with the least resistance. And guys, remember that this technique can be used anywhere, even the pre-event client meetings. When you pace, 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 and then lead, it's just easier for people to follow down the path of least resistance. They'll be going, uh-huh, 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 yeah, that's right. They're open. So the whole idea of what we want to do here is bypass or indirectly bypass any rejection of what you're saying. So rather than just straight out introducing a brand new concept or a game straight off the bat, it is way more valuable to use the 3+1 pace, 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 lead technique. So go ahead, guys, be my guest. I think that you will find you'll be met with much, much, much less resistance. If you're an event company, your presentations will be far more accepted and you're going to have a lot more impact on those who are listening. And of course, you are going to be far more persuasive with many, many more people. But the big question is, though, what does it do for you? How are you going to use it? So if you're already an MC, guys, this is an amazing technique. You can use it immediately. If you're an MC wannabe, gosh, this is an awesome day for you. You're off to a great start if you start using this technique to lead your audience down the path of least resistance. If you're an event company, wow, this technique is going to help you close deals. So guys, there's just no other way to lead the audience to the path of least resistance in your business. So I hope you gained a lot from this mini training. This is the secret 3+1 advanced technique, and you can use it immediately. Cheers, guys. This is Donna Daniels. Take care.